Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at OmahaSteaks.com. That's OmahaSteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Chronic. Say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm. Tick, tick, tick.
Ooh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your Halloween week where we are gonna get a little bit spooky as spooky season is well and truly upon us. Yes, it's the Meltdown Halloween special. We are going to take a little trip in our time machine back in time to 1998's Halloween Havoc, and we are going to screech right into the present and take a little review as to exactly what has been going on in the world of WWE and AEW as we are edging just that little bit closer to this coming Friday night, as you guys get all your face paint, all of your Halloween costumes all lined up and beautifully poised to knock on those doors with a little trick or treat. Well, as we're talking trick or treat, he is always a treat, and he is dressed fully pumpkined up. Yes, all fall colours on this beautiful afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, we said say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm. Well, that three is for three-time tag team champion of the world. Give it up for my partner in crime, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, it's Brian Clark! Woo!
Thank you, Tomcat, all the way from Manchester. I'm going to tell you what, you did it big time. I'm back to the future, flashback right in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, do not get it twisted. That is the Tomcat of Manchester, the three-time UK host of the year, Guinness World Record holder, and my tag team partner. Man, yeah, you did it up big time. He shocked me, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, grab it out of the hat. Tomcat, you did it, my man.
Love it, brother. Love it.
We got we have got a lot of stuff to unpack.
It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a full show. We've got reams and reams of notes here to go through because it's been very busy. We've been very busy, Brian. Talk to us a little bit about your busy weekend because just come off a signing weekend and you've got more and more coming up over the course of November and December. So let everybody know exactly how your weekend has just been.
Yeah, we had a great time. We were up in the Phoenix area, up in Mesa at the Mesa Toy Con. Great turnout. Got to see a lot of fans. Some classic action figures, old school and the new, you know, my new 2025 lines, two different lines, of course. But also Title Run Toys stopped by, which was great. So I got to see my crew with Title Run Toys, and I signed a special picture for his son, Nico. So he is a big Wrath fan, and he loved it. He even had his new Wrath action figure in his hand. So getting that new generation mixed in with the old school stuff.
It's so always nice. Is that? When you reach out to multi-generations.
It happened all day long, just seeing. And here's the big kicker is that the night before, of course, was SmackDown, which is what we will be reviewing today. But there were little kids that were going through the arena and they had the John Cena shirts on from Friday night.
Wicked. That's
Yeah, you
awesome.
know, the last time shirt, the gimmick.
Yeah. He
And of
must have made
course,
an absolute wedge on that merch. He
and
is raking it in.
it looked great. I was like, damn, that's a really good looking shirt. I like that.
Yeah, he's been knocking it
Just a
out of the
quick
park.
segue here. A little quick segue too is that the Tomcat will be same place, same time with John Cena coming up next month. Thought
Yes,
I would
indeed.
just.
Well, it could be the last time is in Liverpool, November, middle of November. We are going to be hitting up Comic Con Liverpool, where I'm going to be hosting Never Gonna Quiz You Up, which we're going to come to a little bit later on as well. The M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool, there's going to be about 13,000 capacity in that particular room alone. But they have taken over all sorts of different sections of the exhibition centre. They have got massive names ranging from Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown, which is where this wig comes from. Yes, we mutated it into a Beetlejuice wig just for you guys. But Christopher Lloyd's going to be there. Brie Larson's going to be there. Captain Marvel, as well as the Unseen 17. John Cena is going to be in the house on both the Saturday and the Sunday. If you've yet to get your tickets in, get them in now. Come and check me out, and we'll liaise. We'll have a little chat about wrestling, and you can fill us in about how much you love the Meltdown, because I love the Meltdown. And as we're talking about Meltdowns, before we truly kick things off with a current product, it's Halloween Havoc week, and what better place to start than with one of the biggest meltdowns in professional wrestling history? Let's take a trip back to 1998 as my tag team partner strapped it all up in Wrath attire and faced one of the biggest opponents in his career. He took on Meng at Halloween Havoc 1998, and I'm gonna just bat it over to you, big man. Talk to us about your memories of Halloween Havoc 98 and that absolute banger.
I loved it. I loved working with Ming. What a monster he is. He was probably about 320, 325 at the time. Just a big brute, man, and just so powerful, so strong, fast, athletic. I've worked him many times before in tag matches with the late Chris Kanyon, of course, as Wrath and Mortis, and then worked him many, many times as a single, you know, as Wrath. And but that particular match in Halloween Havoc, man. I wasn't sure. I'd never put the meltdown on him. I honestly did not know if I could do it. And full disclosure here, I tried it in the back. At the time, it was weird. I had a couple of earrings in my ear, so I tried it in the back and got him about halfway up, and it ripped him out as I was picking him up. So
Oh.
I didn't go all the way. So I'm just bleeding out of the ear pretty good here, and. So I stopped and I said, okay. I said, well, either way, if I do not get you, I will make sure that I'll lay you out flat. You know, I'll be safe no matter what. But at the point, up until the actual spot in the match, I was not sure I could do it.
Wow.
But the adrenaline and everything kicked in. If you ever watch it, you'll see that I get him right here. And then the next part is just a, oh, and then,
Final surge.
Yeah, I was like, and all the boys in the back were watching. Everybody that I talked to in my circle of friends, that even outside, they were like, nah, he's not gonna be able to do that. He can't do that. So there was even more incentive to do it. True
When
story.
you've got a sellout at the curtain, you know that you are over. The boys are wanting to watch what you can do, wanting to see if it happens. And I bet that pop was awesome when you guys walked backstage.
Yeah. It felt great. I was like, man, I got him, you know. And I mentioned the earrings getting ripped off earlier in the match. Well, he once that, you know, that already opened up pre-match. So once he got in, that was around the Mike Tyson era where he bit an opponent, right?
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
Ming did it to me, and just if you watch, he just starts beating it down and opening it up, you know.
Amazing. It's these
Yeah.
insights that we like to hear,
Yeah.
Brian. This is what people are here for. They want the full-on skinny. They want the full 2020. They are looking back and
Yeah.
hitting you up for that, just that inside information,
Yeah.
because that's what all wrestling fans love.
Yeah, man. Like I said, he opened it up and got the ear bleeding, and we worked that for a while, which is massive elbow shots in there. We always work very stiff, very snug, but very safe. But that's his.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Style, that's my style. We both loved it. And just, you know, if he hears this, there's so much thanks to him. I love him. He's a great guy. And I absolutely love working with him. Just a complete credit to this business.
Well, let's raise a glass, as we do each and every episode, to a man who is still beating. He is still kicking. He is still literally living the dream, because his boys are now on WWE programming. We are going to come to that very soon. But Tonga, Meng, Haku, we raise a glass to you, good sir. Absolute legend. Well, I love that. I love the way that you've just sort of opened Pandora's box and told us a little bit of insight into what was going on backstage. Because you won't have been able to hear the commentary team, but Mike Tenay, Tony Schiavone, Dusty Rhodes were all selling the story of will Wrath be able to get Meng up for the meltdown. So it built and it built and it built, and then bang, nailed it right at the end. It is the biggest meltdown in history. Go out of your way, load up your Google machine, hit it up on YouTube, hit it up wherever you can get your videos, and take a little peek at Wrath versus Meng from Halloween Havoc 98. Well, Halloween Havoc has been synonymous with big matches, big fight feels, and those main events that you guys will remember forever, including that one with Hogan and Warrior on the same particular show. That was an interesting one. Were the boys the sell out of the curtain for that particular match as well?
You know, honestly, I do not remember, but I'm sure. So we were all in Vegas. We all stayed at the MGM Grand. So that's, you know, that's where the arena was. And I'm sure that we all stayed till the end because we didn't have far to go. We were at the casino.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we all watched it, but I do not remember the particulars of the match. So you might have to smart me up there, Tomcat.
Okay. So, sorry, we didn't drop this in the notes, but it just came into this gray matter, and seeing as there are worms floating through my brain, it's Halloween week. They just pulled this little nugget out there. This particular one was the rematch from WrestleMania 6. So it was the Ultimate Warrior versus Hollywood Hogan. And they had built it up with the Warrior having his OWN as opposed to NWO. And the finish should have come with the big fireball shots into the face of the Ultimate Warrior. And do you remember it now?
Yeah, he missed by a mile, right? Yeah. Okay. Now I remember. Okay. Yeah.
Fun. We love him. We love him. In fact, I'm rocking the Hogan look today, right now.
You are. The only thing you need is a tan, brother.
Well, Beetlejuice should really do needs a tan, right?
Well, that's a great gimmick. It's working for you, man.
I'll keep it on, see what the wife says. Yeah, love it. Excellent. Well, Halloween Havoc is a big deal, especially in the fall season, as we get a little bit spooky, we get a little bit kooky and creepy, and built it up. And I love the way that the WWE have reached out and taken an intellectual property like Halloween Havoc, there's so much history behind it, and brought it into the current mix with NXT's Halloween Havoc. What a show they had over the weekend, branching out with NXT, TNA, and AAA talent all featured. What an incredible card. Another one for you guys to check out this particular week. However, I want to talk about Raw and SmackDown from this week, because we are on a Saturday night main event week. This coming Saturday, we are going all retro and lighting up the night as only the WWE can. They're going to take you back. Jesse the Body's going to be in force one more time, and we've got some big world title matches to come to you this Saturday. So setting the tone for that and getting everything in place ready for another big show was Raw and SmackDown. And I'm going to take you to SmackDown first, because we're going to play a little game as we do each and every week here on the Meltdown. SmackDown came from the Mullet Arena in Tempe, Arizona, just up the road. Just up the road, brother. And speaking of mullets, the game we're going to play first, we're going to take you back in time to the 80s and 90s, and maybe even before, beyond and before, as we give you our Mount Rushmore of best mullets in professional wrestling. So, Brian, I've got my four written down. I'm going to see if
Okay.
we can sync up on those. But I'm going to pass it over to you, big man. Talk to me about the best mullets, not including this one, in
Yes.
pro wrestling history.
If you look back through history, of course, there were some classics. Not so much in the 70s, but definitely in the 80s, 90s, and even currently today. It seems like they're making a comeback. I have my four. As Tom would say, how many will we be able to mash up? How many can we mash up, Tom?
Well, I'm thinking, I'm looking at my list right now, and before we've even begun, I'm gonna say two. I'm gonna and that's being very conservative. If I pushed it, maybe three, but I'm gonna stay safe with a two count right now. Let's
So
see what you got.
there's no way you're going to do the job. No advertising on the boots. You're going to go over, right?
Brother, I have jobbed more than Barry Horowitz, so let's see exactly how, if I could get a win. I could get a win. One, two, three,
Wait a
four,
minute,
five,
wait a
six,
minute,
seven.
wait a minute, wait a minute. Mike Sharp, baby. No jobs.
No jobs. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Number one for me, Brad Armstrong.
Oh, he's a big one. And what, it was a curly mullet as well.
Everyone forgets about that, but classic curly. And what a great worker, by the way. Phenomenal talent. I want to put that in there. Next one is my good friend, the great Mike Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Another phenomenal talent. And for a big guy that was what, 6'4", 260, could do everything. The next one is my brother, my tag team partner, Crush. That's right, WWF Crush. Early to mid 90s mullet with the highlights. I used to rib him about it.
Oh, did you?
Of course.
It
I had to. It was one of the best mullets ever.
was that was on sick mullet, honestly. It was amazing.
And he had it back in the Portland days. And it carried into Demolition, of course, and then into both versions of Crush. It was really popping big time as the Pineapple Hawaiian Crush, if you remember.
Oh, I remember it. It was the fluorescent singlet
Yes,
and the
right.
big blonde mullet, and
Right.
it didn't stop at his shoulders.
Yeah.
It went all the way down his back. Oh, yes.
Well, some gr great hair. You got to put that over. Great
Oh,
hair, no
got
doubt
to put
about
that over.
it. Yeah. Okay. Number four for me is a current WWE superstar, Dominic Mysterio.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And before we switch it over to you, Tom, I gotta give one honorable mention. Beautiful Bobby Eaton. People
There
get a
are
look at
so
that.
many mullets that you
There
forget
are,
about
yeah.
some of them.
Long blonde, you know.
I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes.
All right.
But they're here in front of me. So when we put
Yeah,
the
what's it?
visuals up,
Curls in
it'll
the
tell.
front, business in the back, something like that, however it goes.
That's
Or
it.
party in the
Yeah.
front.
Party,
Yeah.
party. What is it? Business in the front, party in the back. There
Something
you go.
other, I think that's it, yeah.
You got it. Oh, that's an epic foursome and an honorable mention fivesome.
Right.
They're incredible. Now for
Okay.
mine, I've
Let's
got to
go.
say that we've only mashed up on one. We've only
Oh,
mashed
okay.
up on one.
All right.
Do you know who it is that we've mashed up on that?
If I have to say, I would go Dominic. No. Crush.
Yes, that's the
Okay.
one. There we
All
go.
right.
He was
Okay.
top of my list, but for that
Yeah.
exact reason.
When you think work,
You think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I always remember, and it's weird taking you back and taking me back in time to a time where I was in school and we were collecting stickers, Panini stickers, you know, for the sticker albums, that sort of thing. This was back in the day. So I was like 8 or 9. And I always remember having that crush in my like Swapsies pile. And I just remember that mullet flowing beautifully and everybody wanted it. Everybody wanted it. And it was like, you've got to give me a silver shiny just to get this crush mullet. So, yes, he was top of my list. So, yes, okay. Big man, Bryan Adams' crush had an absolute sensational mane that will live in history. My four. Started off with crush.
Yep.
Went down the line to Shawn Michaels. Original Heartbreak Kid, 92, 93, 94. That was
tight
a mullet.
Shave on the side and then, yes. Okay.
Very good. And it's always interesting to see as well, especially for fans. Obviously, we get to see them in front of the camera on actual programming. But when you see visuals of them out in public or on appearances, sign-ins, and he's in a full suit with this massive mullet, always makes me chuckle. Always makes me chuckle. Shawn Michaels was my number two. Number three, Ricky Morton from Rock and Roll Express. He's still rocking it now.
Yes. I thought about him, but I was just trying to mix it up. But yeah, there are good one. We got room for a lot more than four, as usual.
Absolutely. We should have done a winner stays on. We should have done a mullet winner stays on just for the mullet arena. And my last, I obviously could have given that last spot to Eddie Guerrero. That could have been and should be. He is the creme de la creme, the mountaintop, the peak. However, I thought I'd go outside the box a little bit, and I thought we'd bring in a female to round out my four. Luna Vachon takes my fourth spot.
Wow. Yes, Luna with the tight shave, and then she would draw in the veins inside of her head when she was a Bigelow. Yes.
Great. How were they? You were in the same locker room, Bam Bam and Luna. How were they in the day?
I got along with Luna very well. I got along with Bigelow also, but not as well as it could have been.
Okay.
It was just, I just think it was just the atmosphere, the time period, the locker room, you know.
Everybody's vying for the same spots.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, there are times when you do have a little issues on the road. I mean, you're on the road so much, you know.
It's like a powder keg. So I mean, you're all high intense athletes, and there are only certain number of spots on the card. I remember having this conversation with Hacksaw Jim Duggan back in the day, when we were talking about friendships on the road, and he laid it out to me very simply. He said, "Brother, there are friends and there are business. So we all want the same spot. So you're always looking over your shoulder. I see you, brother. I see you, man." It's the way that things work.
And like I said, we kept it professional. We always did. There was never anything outside of being professional, ever. In the ring, out of the ring. You know, I wouldn't allow it. And I'm sure he wouldn't allow it. It's just the way we were working. But always stayed professional. Just was not like, we didn't hang out together, put it that way.
Yeah, no, and professionality is exactly what we like to promote as well here on The Meltdown, as well as our positive style. We always like to keep things on the up and up, even in this week. Well, let's talk about professionals when it comes to SmackDown this week, as we have lots of things all in place. So from a SmackDown basis, there were some notable matches and a brand new US champion that started his own open challenge in Ilya Dragunov. So we're going to come to him first, and we're going to work backwards, and we're going to talk a little bit about Raw in just a few moments' time. But we welcomed Ilya back from 1 year on the bench with an incredible match last week against my favorite US champion of the past, I don't know, decade, in Sami Zayn. Let's talk about one of the best sells in WWE. And let's also talk about a very prominent neck tattoo on our new US champ. Did you manage to catch a peek of it?
I did. I did. I love the match. I thought it was really good back and forth. It just didn't seem like he had been gone an entire year. Was it an ACL tear, or do you know? Definitely a
I'm
knee
not
injury.
sure. Yeah, it's definitely a knee injury, leg injury. So that, I mean, you saw it really prominently
Oh, yeah.
with the knee brace that he had on. So yeah, it's got to be ACL, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to see his work. You can tell that he looked actually about maybe 10 pounds bigger. So he hit the weights really hard during that year off. You can tell he didn't lose any of his speed, his agility. I mean, everything he was doing was on point. If I had to say one thing to him, is that I love all the moves. I love the segues to spots to everything that happens. If he would just slow down just a little, and here's the key: acknowledge the people. In between all the things you're doing, that's good, great, grand. We love it. Stop or slow down, acknowledge the people, let them into what you were doing, and continue. Do it again, slow down, let them in. That's what I would say.
Wrestling 101 from the bomber over in the big AZ, and what wonderful advice. Terry Funk was one that always used to truly hold that in his hands as well whenever he was giving advice. If you think you're going too fast, slow down and then stop and slow down even more. It's letting people absorb exactly what you are doing in your presentation so that it's not just spot, 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 spot. Let them in. Let them revel in what you're doing.
Yeah, I love the match. I love what he's doing. I'm a fan of his. Also, I've recently really started liking Sami Zayn with his entire run with the U.S. title. So, and then if you notice a little bit prior to, he basically was passing the torch, so to speak, as far as the U.S. Open title. So I don't know if you caught that little
I
spill in the back.
did. Yeah, I like that. It's those little nuggets, and they could only be a 60-second segment, but it
Oh,
means a lot because it just continues the story. Vince Russo was always a big proponent of interweaving storylines and segments so that everything made sense, as it were. So I really enjoyed the fact that they did that.
and just for example, if you missed a week or two of the show, you could get it right back with that little pre-tape and then the match. So you would be up to speed.
Yeah, so it all ties in very, very nicely. And in regards to this particular week's episode of SmackDown, we saw Ilya Dragunov against one of my personal favorites
Right.
right now in Aleister Black, now being paired up with his real life wife, Zelina Vega. What do you think of the presentation of this particular couple?
I like it. I like both those two. I think, of course, his work is fantastic. He looks great. Zelina's always been a great athlete. It seems like, and maybe I'm just thinking way too far outside of the box, but with Karrion leaving and Scarlett leaving, did they bring in and set them? Is that just me outside of the
No,
box?
it is very, very feasible
Okay.
that they had a particular spot for a couple
Right.
with a dark presentation, and they had it all set and all prepped ready for what they were going to do with Cross. And when they
Yeah.
took Cross and Scarlett out of the picture, that left that void that has been beautifully filled by Alistair and Zelina. And I wish all four of them the biggest success in the world because
I
they
wish they would have
all
kept
deserve it.
all four. Or at least kept those two. But who I do feel that sooner or later, of course, he will be back. Just a matter of timing.
He deserves a massive prominence when it comes to television time. And I hope they
Absolutely.
give him what he wants and what he deserves. From hearing a number of different rumors and from watching his documentaries, which are now available online, please go out of your way to check out the Killer Cross documentaries. There was an underlying current, let's say. in regards to how he was treated by the higher ups in WWE and how they valued his particular input on the shows. So let's hope that all those wrinkles can get ironed out and we can once again revel in the glory of Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux. Well, speaking of these, let's talk about contracts because that is another feature that we were going to highlight on this week's show. And it's the non-compete contract clauses that WWE currently have within their paperwork for all of their talents. Now, all of these talents are classed as independent performers, independent contractors. And for them to have anything from a 90-day non-compete clause to a 2-year non-compete clause is somewhat ridiculous. So I'm going to find out what Brian's opinions are on these. One of the most notable ones right now is Andrade, recently released from WWE, wasted little time in returning to AEW, where he joined the Don Callis family. However, he was swiftly pulled by the WWE, and it's believed that the former NXT champion is still under that non-compete clause for 90 days. What do you think of these clauses that are in contracts right now?
I don't like them. I could understand a 30-day just so that the talent doesn't jump right from one live show to the other, like Luger did back in the day. That was a great surprise, by the way. I like that. But yeah, I think for both sides to be happy, I think 30 days is because you're going beyond that, you're like, okay, how is this person supposed to have income and generate money? But also staying within the legal boundaries of the contract. I don't like the 90 days or the 6 months. Anything beyond that, I don't think it's fair to the talent. You're actually stopping that person from making a living, making money, providing for his family. So I disagree with that. I understand there should be some limitations, but beyond 30 days, it's a hard push for me. I'd say no.
Yeah, completely and utterly agree when it comes to a specific time. But if you're looking to put bread on your family's table and you are being stopped from working for a particular space of time, and that space of time is a quarter of a year in pretty much every instance from WWE onwards, that's hard to stomach. And what's really frustrating from a fan basis is that lots of these personalities do flip-flap between companies anyway. It's keeping their brand alive and keeping their spirits high. It is keeping fans watching the product. So ultimately, if they are watching a WWE product and a talent's contract expires or something happens and they are released and they show up on the other brand's television, all that's doing is it's not taking away from the WWE's viewers and taking them to AEW, it's stretching them to a different promotion. All it's doing is not. You've seen what happened at the end of WCW and at the end of ECW. WWE became a monopoly. Pretty much apart from TNA, which was a lot smaller company back in that day, there was only one product to watch. Now we have got so many different companies in AEW and TNA and Ring of Honor and everything else that we've got currently available to us. There is so much television for wrestling fans to watch. Why are you detracting away from one particular superstar trying to make as big an impact as they possibly can on the other show? It baffles me. I mean, Eric Bischoff weighed in on his particular podcast of 83 Weeks on this, and it's really interesting to hear from Eric, obviously being such a prominent figure throughout the course of professional wrestling history. And Eric says he would love to see how this scenario played out in court. Not because of Andrade necessarily, but he believes it could completely shift how wrestling contracts are handled in the future, as ultimately the non-compete clause wouldn't stand up. It wouldn't stand up at all in states like California, Florida, and so on. It just wouldn't, because you are holding back a worker from working. They cannot earn money for their family. It just wouldn't stand up. The main hurdle that people are currently facing is the legal representation costs. That's the big stumbling block. You've got to be looking at $250,000 to try and law this up. Nobody's going to pay that. They're just going to waste the time, waste the, what they would perceive as wasting their money and their time going through it, because it would take longer than the 90 days
It would.
to go through the court system. So it's really difficult. It's a sticky situation. It's a catch-22, right? It's one that us as fans are very frustrated with. And I'm guessing you guys as performers, it must be a real sticking block as to what you've got to do.
Yeah, to have to sit at home and not do anything. I'll just go back to my example. When I left WWF at the time, I had probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months on my contract. So I went and worked international,
Okay.
including Hammerlock Wrestling in the UK, which I loved. I think
Excellent.
it was
Love a bit of Hammerlock.
Andre Baker, yeah, was the head of the company. And some great talent there that I worked with, loved it. And but I also went worked the Caribbean, just different places. So yeah, to spend that time and to stay as fresh as I could. But yeah, that's a tough thing to have to sit at home and count the days. You don't want to do that. You keep yourself busy. And there are plenty of promotions that are outside of the US that you can work, if you can, if you find yourself in that situation, you know.
And you're a brand. You're selling your product, your individuality, and your skills as an athlete. It'd be like, for example, it would be like saying to a brand like Nike, take all your products off a shelf for 3 to 6 months. Take them all off the shelves. And then we'll allow you to come back in after 6 months. They'd be like, what? What? No, not a chance. That is the exact same concept when it comes to professional wrestling.
For example, if this network, the YouTube greats, would say, you know, you gotta take the meltdown for a week or two. We just basically say, hey, doesn't work for me, brother.
Oh, what a phrase we love. What a phrase we love. Well, let's find out what does work for us, brother. And that
Right.
was the way that they are currently treating two incredible talents over on the Raw brand in Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. With an unfortunate injury, probably the worst time, Seth Rollins has had to vacate his World Heavyweight Championship, as we saw on Raw this past week, and ultimately the dissolution of his version of the Vision. Bronze and Paul ceremoniously evicting Seth from their.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Particular faction in a shocking betrayal, but I thought it was excellent. Is it time right now to go all in on a Bron Breakker push?
Wow, great question. I thought about this when I was looking through our notes from yesterday and today. Man, I'm a big Bron Breakker fan. Don't get me wrong on that. It's possible, and I do definitely I realize that he is definitely top level talent. I just want to see him gradually get there and then stay for a while.
Yes.
I definitely think with Paul Heyman's guidance, he definitely could do it. He definitely needs to stay close to Paul, even though there will be people calling, and the fans, of course, will be calling for him to break away and then become that huge baby face that he can be. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm just saying it needs to be done in a very in very small steps, just to make sure it lasts. You know, you don't want to get up there to the top and then it just be a short run. That's not productive for your career, your brand, everything. So that's the only thing I would say. Definitely keep Paul with him as long as possible. Keep him heel as long as possible until they're calling for a riot to
Yeah,
turn him. You know,
that's
that's
what we
what
want. We want signs in the crowd.
yes.
We will riot. Yeah, it's like having that big, beautiful piece of meat that you're cooking, you're getting your Sunday roast all set. That is brawn as it currently is. It'd be fine, but if you marinate it a little bit and give it a little seasoning, a little flavor and time, it's even better, the end product. So let's marinate Bron Breakker just a little bit. Feature him up, feature him up, feature him up, keep it sizzling. Would you have him go over at the Rumble?
Yeah, that's, you know, and the
Tough one, right?
Rumbles. Well, I know I like it. I just don't like the location of the Rumble. I think it'd be better. It would be bigger pop in the US with the US crowd or even the UK crowd. I
Yeah.
just don't know. I just do not know if Saudi would give the same type of pop. And that matters so much for the people that are watching at home, because
Yeah,
everybody's
they
going to be
must.
watching from home, not in Saudi. They're not going to be there. Could
Yeah,
be.
I agree. I
Yeah.
agree. I completely
That,
agree with that. And that's a point that we've not actually
I know.
touched upon when it
Yeah.
comes to a Saudi crowd.
Yeah.
Do you
It's
think
different.
then, on that basis, then it needs to be an established talent that goes over to get the mega pop at the end?
Yeah. Could
It's got to
be.
be.
Yeah. Somebody that they truly embrace that is on the current roster, not bringing back a legend. Like they love to do that. And, you know, all the legends are very thankful for that support from Saudi. But I think they need a current, someone on the current roster to get the big pop, to
Could
go
they have
keep
their fingers in the air? Could it be a
it.
Roman Reigns push
Yeah,
for
if
next?
he's not too busy with other projects, I would say possibly.
I think so. I mean, that was just on the fly there.
Yeah.
I'm just
That
thinking
makes sense.
who would go over the better
Yeah.
with the Saudi crowd. And I think
Yeah.
Roman's got that star shine on him. That is a possibility. So let's see anyway. We've got a few months in the
We do.
build.
All right. Big
Let's
holidays
plan,
coming
man.
up. We got the holidays coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on that we can talk about, and we'll see where the direction. Big. Yeah. It's too bad about Seth, man. I bet he'll be out at least a year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that is a real tough break because
That's a tough one.
he is top level, top
Yeah.
tier, massive featured star
Yeah.
in role that's rivalry with CM Punk has been going down in the realms of true wrestling folklore and to then just get swooped away because ultimately he's going to have to make that big return as a babyface.
He will. Exactly. That's, you know, that was, as you know, part of the beatdown reason for him coming back. So it'll be a big surprise whenever he does return. So.
Well, let's speak of big surprises. And this might not even be a big surprise, but we were faced with a number one contendership battle royal on Monday Night Raw for who was going to be joining CM Punk in the World Heavyweight title match at Saturday night's main event, for
Yeah.
who was going to win Seth Rollins' World Heavyweight title. And it went down to the wire, and we ended up with main event Jey Uso pulling out the big W. What do you think? Good surprise, or was it just rehashing something that we have experimented with in the past?
Feels like a rehash to me. I would like to have seen LA Knight win it. I really, just to at least get him a shot at it and see how well he carries the ball, so to speak. He hasn't been given that opportunity. And don't even get me started, you know, with Drew and what they're doing with him. I would like to see just a change. You know, why
Yes.
not? Why not give it a shot?
When you're in this situation, for me personally, and you might tell me completely different, but when you're in this situation and your top star has been put on the shelf instantly and we have to completely change direction as to what we were going to do, they now have the opportunity to elevate talent that might not have been elevated if Seth still was on the card. And for me, there were three notables right there that took it even more than main event Jey Uso. Those three and the reactions to them were epic. Were LA Knight, as you've just said, Dirty Dominic Mysterio's the he is over like Rover, as I like to say. And even the other twin, I'd have given Jimmy that little extra. I feel that Jimmy is better on the mic than his brother. And I feel like that opportunity might have just progressed that storyline of brother versus brother. I mean, we've seen it. It's a rehash. It's been done before. But definitely LA Knight, that could have been his time to shine. Dominic Mysterio, that could have been his opportunity as well. And ultimately, we went back to Jay. So I don't know. I feel like they've dropped the ball on this one.
And the show's booked now. It's already booked, so
It's
we'll
booked.
find out. Maybe there'll be some big surprises for us on Saturday night. Just
Well,
that
let's
quick
hope so.
turnaround. Here we are. We are at another major event.
Yes, another major event this coming Saturday. So let's see. Tune in and find out exactly what course the WWE are plotting for us. Is CM Punk going to once again take that crown and last a little bit longer than the 2 minutes he did at SummerSlam? Or is main event Jey Uso going to be once again holding that title high and going into the Survivor Series and beyond? We'll find out on Saturday night. Now, speaking of big events, AEW held one of their biggest events in Wrestle Dream this past week, and a match that caused outrage for some over a spot that showed Jon Moxley trying to drown Darby Allin in a fish tank. Brian's reaction. What are we thinking, big man?
I didn't see that coming. I did not watch their pay-per-view PLE, but I did catch all the highlights, of course. I just didn't see a fish tank being involved. However, next time if they do it, fill it with piranha and let's really get it over.
They could
Come
have
on,
asked, where do you go from here?
let's really get it over. I want the fish hanging from the face. I want color, everything.
Oh, you know what? Now that you've put that into the atmosphere,
I had to.
it's
It
gonna
was there.
happen. Someone's gonna hear this and think that that is a good idea, but because they're always chasing that dopamine fix.
Well, I've got a lot of friends over in AEW, so much love to all you guys. I'm joking about the piranha, so don't hold me to that.
No
Yeah,
heat.
you're right though. It is almost like a dopamine high from some of the crazy, crazy bumps and things that are incorporated. But then again, I love like the style when I see the Hurt Syndicate and the stuff they're doing. I love to see that. So they're doing great with that tag team division, or at least those two guys in particular. I love to see, of course, them do so much more with my guy Lance Archer, and of course our big brother Brian Cage, who is healing up, and that knee is coming back, and he is looking jacked, by the way. So big shout out to Brian Cage, brother. You're doing great. You're looking great. You're on the path to total destruction and a meltdown for somebody.
A mofo, apparently, as
A
according to Brian.
mofo is getting melted down, according to Brian Cage. I
That
like
was
it.
awesome. That was awesome. We love seeing that, Brian. And definitely, there are far more positives coming out of AEW's programming than negatives. And we love the All Elite products. You guys are smashing it. Keep on doing what you're doing. So many of the characters are working to their peak and are doing incredibly well with it. Their professional wrestling journey is definitely shining because of Tony Khan and AEW. There are just certain things sometimes when it comes into the realms of professional wrestling news that you need to just shine a little spotlight on and go, okay, let's take a little step back. Let's take a little step back. And should that have happened? So
I'm with
it's
you.
always good to weigh in.
Yes, I
And
agree.
speaking of weighing in, let's just go through a couple of different names before we get everything wrapped up because I've got a great winner stays on for you. It's Halloween week, so we're going to
Oh,
get a
yeah.
little bit spooky and a little bit creepy and a little bit kooky and focus on some of our face-painted superstars as we get into our winner stays on. But
Oh.
before we get there, just a couple of names to throw out to you in regards to our list that have been featured prominently on WWE and AEW and NXT TV recently, just to see your impressions. What did you think of the Becky Lynch and Paul Heyman segment in the back after the turning on Seth Rollins? That was some epic TV for the 90 seconds that they were together.
Yeah, Paul Heyman always does such a great job. And Becky, at times I feel like her character is a little lost. She's just gone through so many different waves of what she's doing. I'm glad she's back. She's been back for a while now, but I'm just still waiting for her to get to that to the level as far as in ring is where she was before. But
Yep.
love both of them, both talent. I think they're doing great.
Great segment, and it really was what we needed, because sometimes they skirt things under the rug. If
Yes.
you've got an instance where a husband gets attacked and then the wife doesn't mention it at all, what kind of storytelling is that?
Yeah, well, she
So,
used to sit back and go, "Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, hon. See you home."
yeah, exactly. It was so weird. If they didn't mention it, and the way that they did was epic. It was all it needed to let Paul know that a beatdown would be coming, and he doesn't know when, and he doesn't know how, but rest assured, it's coming. Excellent, excellent particular spot. Our new World Tag Team Champions, taken away from our friends at the Judgment Day, are AJ Styles and Dragon Lee. I'm liking some of the names that they came up with, particularly AJ Lee. Weird. I love the way that that mashup is. Did you manage to catch this match? And what do you think of putting the tag titles on an AJ Styles at this particular point of his career?
I did watch part of that match. Of course, AJ's always great. Dragon Lee's phenomenal. Also, both of those guys are. AJ's actually the phenomenal one.
Yeah.
Dragon Lee's just great. Okay, I was. I would say surprised, maybe a little bit. Not that AJ Styles needs a tag title, but it doesn't hurt him at this stage of his career either. It's just another piece of gold for him that he has acquired and attained during his career, so it's not a bad thing. And WWE has always done that with the tag team division, which I at times I did not like in my career. Just putting two guys random together and then putting the titles on them, they've done that since forever. They just
Yeah.
always have. I'm more of I like the traditional tag teams, I'm more that,
A
that from
1,000%. You've got your Road
oh
Warriors, your Nasty Boys, the
yeah
Rockers, and beyond that, obviously, then you've got
yeah
Chronic, and you
yeah
can go on and on. Harlem Heat, you look like a team. You're a team.
exactly it just the look, the chemistry, all that together. Not saying that two guys that it'll work definitely with two guys that are not together, and again I've watched it where they just threw guys together, and I'm not a fan of that. I like the story to build, so, yeah, but it can work.
It can work, and like you say, if it can give Dragon Lee as well the rub
Yeah, see,
from the
he's
star
getting a
power of AJ.
huge rub. Yeah, he's getting a huge rub from just being there as AJ's partner. So, yes.
Well, we just highlighted a couple of different tag teams, and one of them were the Road Warriors. They are face painted icons. Are they going
Oh.
to feature in our winner stays on as I rub my dirty, grubby little hands together and get you guys prepared for a Halloween edition of Winner Stays On? Now, we played a very similar game with our Kiss demon friend Dale Torborg, but I'm going to put this in front of the big man. The bomber is going to face his own smorgasbord of painted faced legends. It's Winner
And
Stays On.
all right, and a full disclosure before we start, I have no idea about this list whatsoever. This is a Tomcat special that was laid on to me about 2 minutes before we kicked this show off. So I'm just gonna, let it go, let it flow. All
That's
right.
it. Just like Elsa in Frozen, let it go and let's do this. Right, my first two names, Papa Shango and Vampiro.
Papa Shango.
Shango goes over. Voodoo curse put on Vampiro. Vampiro or Goldust?
Goldust.
Papa Shango goes down. He's full on
Yeah.
black.
Glitter, yeah.
Can you imagine that? Goldust or Jeff Hardy?
I'll go Jeff Hardy just for the being so creative. Go Hardy.
Mixing it up. Jeff Hardy or Danhausen?
Hardy.
Jeff Hardy or Asuka?
Oh, I gotta go with Asuka. Switch it up.
She's got some good paint right now with
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
centerpiece and stuff. Asuka or Kamala?
Oh, Asuka.
Asuka or Finn Balor's demon?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I'm switching it up. Balor Demon.
Bray County, Wicklow Island is currently rejoicing. Finn Balor or Kona Crush?
Oh, you know, I love my Kona Crush, my brother, but
oh,
I think
yeah.
I do. I love it, but I think Balor's full through the neck and everything. Go with Balor.
More iconic, I would agree. Finn Balor or the Kiss Demon?
Oh, we love Dale, one of our former previous guests here, but got to go with Balor.
Keeping with Balor, Finn Balor or the Great Muta?
Oh, another good one. Who I will see this week. I got to segue that real quick. I'll see him this weekend. Okay, so back to the show. Okay, Balor goes over.
Balor goes over. Balor or the Boogeyman?
Oh, really good one, too. I'm still going with Balor.
Balor or Demolition?
Oh, wow. Just for nostalgia purposes and legendary status, I'm going Demolition.
Demolition or the Legion of Doom?
Oh, wow. I got to go Legion of Doom.
They took a doomsday device and Demolition have hit the floor. The Road Warriors or the Ultimate Warrior?
Wow. Go with Warrior because it's so iconic. I got to go Warrior.
We're going to put him over, unlike
Is that it?
Halloween 98.
Is that it?
No, we've got one more.
Oh, okay.
Ultimate Warrior or Sting?
Oh, wow. And former tag team partners.
Blade Holy. Runners all in.
Okay. I'm going Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior goes over. Big Jim takes the win.
Yeah, man. Wow. Wow.
He is rejoicing from parts unknown.
Man, what a list.
Yeah, that's just around the corner from Red Rock, Arkansas,
oh,
I believe.
Wow.
Parts unknown.
Man, there were some great ones in there that could have been 1A and 1B. Holy
yeah.
God.
Yeah, when wow. you get Demolition and the Legion of Doom,
oh,
and
yeah.
that's a combination, that's tough right there.
And the first thing that popped in my head when you said Legion of Doom was the spider that Joe always put right there in his forehead. Remember?
Yeah.
And then Hawk's iconic, like a claw or something.
Yeah, so he had the red on one side and the black
yes.
on the other. Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I love the way that they mix that up. So that they if you take a little look back into sort of mid-Atlantic days, it was very simple face paint. It
yeah.
was very much like a biker gimmick than anything else. And then they progressed it through with the big shoulder pads, very Mad Max-esque.
Yeah.
And the iconic red and black and the spider on animal was truly something that, especially for my generation, fans had up on their walls with posters. But there are so many iconic names when it comes to face paint in the world of professional wrestling. I'm just so sorry that I couldn't give our Meltdown Universe the full shebang as it was today. We're running from pillar to post, and Halloween week is running away with me.
You nailed it. I mean, what a great gimmick you popped up with today. I got as close as looking like a pumpkin as I could, but hey, the Tomcat nails it once again. Surprised me, by the way. I had totally surprised me.
We're getting ready for a big night on Friday. It is going to be epic, and we've got a very special Halloween party we're going to on Saturday as well. So it's going to be a great week for us
yes.
over here in the UK. And speaking of big weeks coming up, I'm going to put a nice big bow on today's episode just before we give you give everybody your predictions for Saturday night main event by telling you a little bit about some of our upcoming big shows, appearances and Meltdown specials. So I do want to fill you all in that in the coming weeks, we are going to film our very first live Meltdown, and we are going to invite each and every one of you to be a part of it as we are going to bring my game show, Never Gonna Quiz You Up, to the Meltdown universe. Yes, we are going to give you guys the opportunity to play a little game show live and in person from the comfort of your own homes. You're going to answer by utilizing your own smart devices, and we're going to find out who is going to run away as the champion of Meltdown. And what are we doing this for? We are doing this to shine a light for a brother who right now has fallen on a few hard times when it comes to his health. Brian Knobbs, our very own Nasty Boy, is looking for your help. And we are reaching out for that hot tag to you guys. to see exactly what the Meltdown universe can offer. So we're going to put it up. I'm going to throw up some beautiful graphics on our social media, and we're going to hit it hard when it comes to promotion. It's a pay-to-play type of situation. We're going to have prizes galore that we're going to be giving away on that particular episode, and the proceeds that we rake in that particular week are all going to support Brian Knobbs, the legendary Nasty Boy. So please give what you can and come and play our particular show. We're going to be laden it with surprises for you guys, and it's going to build and build throughout the course of November. So make sure you check out our socials. Make sure if you've yet to subscribe to our Instagram page, you can do it at The Meltdown Official. Get yourselves all in. Make sure you click that subscribe and notification bell on YouTube at Real Brian Clark. And you can find both of us floating around all sorts of different social media. But tell us all about your upcoming appearances, Brian. Where are you going to be over the course of the next couple of months leading to Christmas weeks?
Okay, wow. Busy fall into Christmas season. Absolutely right, Tomcat. This coming weekend, I am flying to Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I'll be jetting away from Tucson to Minneapolis. I will be there Friday and Saturday for a big appearance. It'll be on all my social medias. I will put up the locations, date, time, everything that goes with that. The great Muda will be there. So I get to see him and spend some time with him. Tajiri will also be there. And another former guest on our show, Gene Snitsky, will be there.
It's not his fault. It's not
It's
his
not
fault.
his fault that he's there, but he's going to be there. So looking forward to that, man. It's going to be a good time. I think Mr. Sonny Ono is also going to be there. I think,
Hilarious.
yes, I think Perry Saturn may be there. So yeah, man, looking forward to seeing all the guys, some of the guys I have not got to see in a while. And again, this is all for a very good cause. It is almost like a government program. I think it is for abused women. So it's sort of a good benefit along with being able to see a lot of people in that area. So I'm looking forward to that, man. If it's for a good cause, we're all about it here at the Meltdown. And of course, anything that Tom does and I, myself, we do, if we can help in any way, we always will. So just remember that. Let's see. I'm just looking at my calendar here. I will be in the Tucson Comic Con. Now, the good thing about Tucson is that, hey, I don't have to get on a plane. I'm close by, which I love that. It's just a half hour drive, but at Tucson Comic Con. And then I'll be going to Florida for about 4 days. That's a personal family visit. Get to see the family a little bit. And then I come right back and going to Dortmund, Germany for the Dortmund Comic Con. Some big time legends there, film, television stars that, of course, you know, I will be trying to, not trying to, I will be. Actually, you know, when I go to these things, sometimes it's weird because I want to meet certain Hollywood and TV legends and stuff, and they already know me. And I'm like, how do you know me? But it's strange like that. But it's flattering, but I don't say, I'll say, oh, thank you so much. But I love do it meeting people that I watched on television and actually get to meet them. And it's cool that they know who I am before I have to even say anything. Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Like I said, I have not been to Germany in a very long time. So the German fans have always been phenomenal, and they are all about the bomb squad and atom bomb and the creation of the devastation, breaking necks and cashing checks, doing it all. We're going to have a blast. The Godfather is going to be with me, so you know there's going to be a good time.
Oh, you know there's gonna definitely gonna be a mushroom cloud somewhere, right?
Somewhere. Also, the big tugboat, Toot Toot. There you go. He'll be there. Also, one of the bushwhackers. Sorry, the only bushwhacker. Will be there.
Yeah, Bushwhacker Luke's going to be over there as
Bushwhacker
well.
Luke, yes, I love Luke. He's a sweetheart of a guy. So yeah, man. Like I said, good times. A lot of I'm going to even promote some of the Hollywood legends that will be there also. Some film, television stars. So I'll put all that up on my social media. You guys go to check that out. So
And
good
it's going
time.
to be an epic round out to the end of the year. It's going to be wonderfully international. So make sure you get your tickets in now, whichever particular convention that you guys are going to visit. Please make sure that you are all ready to go. Don't be that person that waits all the way through to the end and then the big sellout comes across the banners. Get your tickets in while you can and go and check Brian out, no matter where he is. Oh, it's going to be good taking in the beautiful ambiance of Dortmund just before Christmas. Going to be
Yeah,
epic.
I will definitely get some great footage for you guys, some great photos, images that I will share. Yeah, Christmas season in Dortmund, Germany. It's going to be very beautiful. I'm hoping for some good fluffy snow. Yeah.
Some
But
bratwurst and
yeah.
schnitzel.
I will. I will, you know, if I gain a couple of pounds, I'm good. 'Cause I'm feeling good right now, so that
You
won't
look
hurt me at all.
epic. Definitely
That
get those
won't
dogs in. Get those dogs in.
one won't hurt me.
One won't hurt you. Well, I'm
Yeah.
definitely going to be having one. I surprised my wife and my kids last week. It was Gemma's birthday,
Right.
and something we talked about for years, but we haven't yet done. We're going to go to Disneyland Paris just
Oh,
before Christmas. So
wow.
literally, we come back on the day before Christmas Eve, the 23rd. So we're going to have a nice little time, nice little break, revel in the beauty of Europe over Christmas. Oh, it's going to be nice,
Wow,
man.
that's gonna be, yeah, you got to share some of those photos, man. That is
Yes,
amazing.
it's going to be
Oh, that'll
awesome.
be beautiful. Yes.
I'll have to see whether or not they'll let me dress up. These things happen. We'll be cosplaying all the way along. We've got also lots of big guests lined up on our show. I don't want to completely reveal who they are just yet, but let me tease them and you guys can start guessing. One is a former champion in WCW, and the other is a former UFC great legend, Hall of Famer, and UFC champion. They are coming up in the course of our November schedule. So let us know in the comments who you think is going to be joining the Bomber and the Tomcat on the Meltdown just before Christmas kicks in. We'd also like to send out a massive shout out to our team at Title Run Toys. They've just dropped some big announcements as to who they are going to be releasing in their upcoming lines. We've seen the Jumping Bomb Angels, we've seen the renders for the Beverly Brothers, but just signed and just announced is our friend Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Dwayne Bruce has signed on the dotted line, brother. Getting a Sarge figures. That's epic and has been a lot of people's bucket lists.
Yeah, I'm so glad he has a figure with the TRT Title Run Toys. I know he's excited about it. I'm excited for him. I'm so glad that he has signed on. These guys are at TRT is doing great business, man, making big moves and getting legend after legend. So many superstars that are coming on board with Title Run Toys, and they're making all the right moves, man. And the product is great. I had nothing but just great feedback from everybody that was at the show this Saturday. I know it'll continue through Minnesota, Germany. So Title Run Toys will be in my hands when I land in those cities. So for anybody that wants those, I'll be packing, baby.
Always pack in those incredible products. They have
Yes.
got a lineup that is becoming truly epic. So
Yes.
make sure you grab your Title Run toys wherever you are. Also, just announced Nikita Koloff, Adrian Adonis,
Wow.
and Harley Race. Yes, the handsome one has come to the TRT line. It's epic.
Unbelievable.
Cannot wait. Well, before we say good night, God bless, and I start carving some pumpkins, I'm going to just ask you your very quick predictions on the three matches currently announced for this weekend's Saturday night's main event. You can just give us one name or you can dive a little bit deeper. Whatever you want to do is all good. But we're going to start it off with our world heavyweight title match as CM Punk faces main event Jey Uso.
Wow. There's no chance for a DQ in this, is there? Or is there?
It'd be a bit pointless, a
Yeah.
DQ. No,
Wow.
a double DQ, I guess. You've got to
Yeah.
win the title, so
Yeah,
someone's
yeah.
going to go over.
So there's no way of interference or like still someone could still interfere and so help the other person go over. I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
It is,
CM
isn't it?
Punk. CM Punk.
Right, let's underline
Maybe
CM Punk
a
for a second.
last, like you said, he had the title for such a short time before, maybe a little bit longer of a run for him. So Punk.
Could we see, and this might be a little Nostradamus type of effect right now, as Jay cost Jimmy his spot in the Battle Royal, could Jimmy cost Jay his spot against Punk? Let's see on Saturday. Next match, Tiffany Stratton faces a brand new heel in Jade Cargill.
Yeah. My opinion, it's a big mistake if they take it off of Tiffany. Let her keep running with it.
And Bill Jade as a
Yeah,
main.
Jade, Nia, keep working on that.
Okay, we'll underline Tiffy time on Saturday night. And finally, our world title, the WWE Championship, will be on the line as the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes faces the Scottish Warrior in Drew McIntyre.
Cody's going over. Drew, man, I don't know.
Tough one with Drew.
I'm
Tough
a
one.
big fan. I'm such a huge fan of his work, man. I just
Yeah.
really, I think it's gonna happen. It's just going through the motions right now to get to that point. So
Yeah, I
both
think
will
so.
shine either way.
Both will shine either way. Let's keep it a positive. Let's keep
Yeah.
smiling. And let's just be thankful that these guys are living the dream at the top of their profession. And let's
Yes.
hoping that somewhere down the line, Drew gets that rub to just become that ultra superstar that we know he is. Well,
Yes.
from ultra superstar to ultra superstar, I'm going to pass it over to my big tag team partner as I get ready to go a little apple bobbing. It's time to wrap things up on our Halloween week edition. I can hear the ghouls and the ghosts screaming my name. Yes, Halloween is upon us. So, big man, let's say good night, God bless, and get a little bit spooky and kooky one more time. From me over here in Manchester, we'll see you next week.
Thank you again, Tomcat. Really enjoyed working with you today, as always. First of all, happy Halloween to everyone out there listening and or watching. This was a fun segment, man. I had no idea that I was going to do the face paint countdown, hands showing, blasting left and right. Tomcat always has surprises for me. So again, a great fun addition. We thank you all for joining. Please subscribe to the Meltdown. We are growing each and every week. Numbers are getting bigger and better, and the guests that are coming up. So listen, just real quick, MMA Hall of Fame, not just MMA guy, MMA Hall of Fame legend will be right here on the Meltdown. Tomcat, as Tomcat always says, what does Tomcat say? That the shoes aren't cheap and booking ain't easy, but he manages to do it. So you guys have a wonderful night. Much love. Creation of Devastation is out. We'll be breaking those necks and cashing those checks. Have a great week, everyone.
Oh, boom.